Okay, so welcome to the next set of melachos that we're going to be addressing, and that's really the asiyas of the coverings, the rios for the Mishkan. And this is said that the last set of melachos was 11, if you count it all up, this is 13, but some of the melachos are less, practical than others. But the first melacha in the asiyas ha-rios was gozes. First they would shear the wool from the animal. And the next malacha was malaben, which we'll get to, is that they would clean it, wash it, and then after they would wash the wool, they would straighten it out, which means they would comb it out, because otherwise it's clumpy, and then they would dye it, which was sovea, and then tevia. Then they would spin it into thread, which they would make irios. So the Gemara here on Daf Ayin Daled Amud Beis discusses, what if you did it out of order? What if you did Geziza Menapetz, Menapetz and Tviya, you straightened out the wool while it was still on the animal, and you wove it into strings while it was still on the animal, and then you did Gozes. So one opinion in the Gemara is that you're Chayiv, Shalosh Chatos. The minute you cut it off, you're Chayiv all three. Or if you know, each step of the way, you chayv all three. Rav Kahana says, no, and this is the way we paskin, ein derech geziza bekach, ein derech menapetz bekach, ein derech tviya bekach. That's not the normal way of doing it. So by menapetz and by tviya, we understand, because the normal way of doing menapetz and tviya is once it's already detached from the animal, and here I'm doing it while it is attached to the animal. That's ein derech bekach. But if I do, but gozes, why is it ein derech bekach? Gozes is always attached to the animal, and then I detach it. So what's so unique about the fact that, what's ain't dark about gozes? Yeah.
I don't know much this matters, but doesn't the vendor say that's not
valid
in the Mishnah?
Oh, really? The Gemara says not so. Really? I'm not aware of the matters.
Yeah, I think it's going to not that the chachma of the
what was that? The Gemara says, yeah, Shatav Be'izim, Etavah Be'izim, Amat Tviya, Agavi Behema. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk that it was Agavi Behema, and the Gemara says, no, Chachmi Yaseir Shaini. Those people had Chachmi Yaseir, Rashi quotes in the Pasuk, I'm sorry, I forgot. So Gemara says, yeah, that was the way it was done in the Mishkan, but they had Chachmi Yaseir. But if we don't have Chachmi Yaseir, you have to do it in the normal way, and the normal way is...
You mean that if we're doing this order, it's not going to be as good as they were doing that. But nothing else, if you were doing it in that kind of...
If we had that Chachmi Yaseir, then you would be Chayiv in that way, yeah. I'm sorry, correct. The Gemara addresses that. So why? But why is ein gziza ein darka b'kach? Why is that the not normal way? Gziza is always attached to the animal, then it becomes detached. So the Rush explains that what was ein darka b'kach by the gziza was that they would, once it was already spun into string, they would rip it out. They wouldn't cut it out. They would be tolesh, as opposed to gozes. And tolesh by behema, that's kalach yad. That's not the normal way of doing gziza. The normal way of doing gziza is with an instrument. The Ramban also, here in the Chiddush Ramban, quotes from the Gemara in Bechoros, that kind of says this explicitly, that if you're tolesh from a behemoth, that's considered kalach yad. The Gemara says by an oaf, by a bird, the only way to take out the feathers would be to be tolesh. You can't gozes the feathers, so by an oaf you are chayev. In Chaschin Chaz HaSavik, maybe by oaf there's no gozes, it's only tolesh. Tolesh became gozes. It's interesting, in Chaschin. But let's say I would be tolesh. So that's kalach yad. So he says, so you're not chayav mishum gozes. That's what the Gemara passes. Ain't there geziza b'kach. Rabbi Pesach Frank has in the Tel Harim, quotes from the Teferis Yisrael in his Hakdamah to Masechah Shabbos, the Kalkelos HaShabbos. He says, yeah, you're not chayav mishum gozes, because ain't darka b'kach, but you're chayav mishum kotzer. Chayav mishum kotzer. So Tzvi Pesach Frank says it's interesting, but
if you do tolesh, you're chayav mishum
kotzer. Even though you're not chayav mishum, if you do tolesh, you're chayav mishum kotzer. Because all kotzer is tolesh. Every time I rip something off a tree, I'm tolesh. So okay, so at least let it be tolesh. Let it be kotzer. So Tzvi Pesach Frank says, no, if it's kalach or yad for gozes, why isn't it kalach or yad for kotzer too? So. That's how he leaves it. I think that the Minchas Chinuch also says like that. There's no kotzer, but we'll get back to that idea of how do we distinguish between kotzer and gozes, and this it might become more significant distinction. But getting back to the Toish for a second, the Rush here quotes from the Yushalmi, the Lachar Misa. There is a Chi of Goja Zachar Misa, which we'll expand on in 1 second. Also, that the Rush says the Lachar Misa, if I have a piece of skin which was removed from an animal, and now I want to rip out the fur, rip out the hair from the animal, so then that is Derech Geziza Bekach. So you are Chayiv, even though it's Toleish and not Gozes. Therefore, the Taz is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah that it's also if a person has a fur coat and there's hairs, loose hairs on the fur coat, you're not allowed to pull. They're loose. They're still attached. Not that they fell out. They're still attached, but they're loose. To pull them out would be a perhaps Malach Midoraisa of Gozes. So you shouldn't do that. That's what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. The Dvar Avraham has a tshuva in one of the footnotes. It is a long tshuva about something else, but in the footnote, he addresses this Taz. And he says it's a big assumption of the Taz. The hair is not real. He says, we all know that, I don't know, we have to check out all these, we all know. I don't know if this is how correct it is, but he says the Metzius is that hair and nails continue to grow lachar misa. Because their sustenance, the reason they grow, comes from some fatty substance that surrounds them. And that's what they grow from, not because the body is necessarily alive. So he says, maybe a few hours lachar misa, there's still a chi of gozes, or if you cut off nails, or if you cut off hair, but it's already made into a fur coat. Stomach of the animal, we hope the animal is long gone by now. So still there's a chi of gozes. So the Dvar Avraham thinks no, that there's no chi of gozes so far removed from lachar misa. It's too dried out. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes this chumrah if you have a fur coat, not to rip out the hairs. We mentioned when we were discussing Borer, Machlokas Achronim, which the Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank also quotes regarding taking hairs off chicken, which is cooked. Sometimes, unfortunately, you have a chicken on top of hairs still stuck to the chicken on the cooked chicken. So can you, if let's say you're going to eat the skin, you're not going to remove the skin, can you take at least the hairs out of the skin? So the push-up shot is that, I think Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank says, he would have said, yeah, it's mutter because it's lachar misa and it's no longer gaining sustenance from the animal. It's not attached. But if you take the Taz to its logical conclusion, it should come out that you are not allowed to take the hairs off the cooked chicken skin. And that's the way he quotes from one of the Achronim, I think the Zeis Ranan, that to take hairs off the chicken skin would be a Malach Midoraisa of Gozes, because Lachar Misa, even though you're pulling it out, it's Tolesh, it's not Gozes, it's Lachar Misa, now it's Darko Bekach, and the Taz says you can't take them off for a coat, so you can't take off from the cooked chicken either. Many quotes from the Aderes that that no, once it's cooked, the whole thing becomes one Tavshil, and there's no Gozes, there's no Borer, whatever. So, he's Mako on the chicken hair, but there are those who are Machmir. The Ramban also discusses the Chi of Misa, Chi of Lachar Misa of Gozes. But the Ramban doesn't quote from the Yushalmi that the Rosh has. The Ramban says a Svara. Later he brings a Tosefta, which he thinks proves that there's Gozes Lachar Misa. But first he says a Svara. He says, how could Gozes only be Mechaim? If Gozes will only be Mechaim, that's Kotzer. Meaning the whole distinction between, from the fact that, oh, let's say it like this. It sounds like the whole distinction. Let's just leave it at that. The Ramban says that if Gozes would only be Mechaim, it would be Kotzer.
Yeah, eventually. Okay.
Then it would be Kotzer.
No, but Kotzer, that assumes that Kotzer also exists for after Mitzvah.
No, Kotzer does not. So the distinction between Kotzer and Gozes is that Gozes even applies Zachar Misa. Because if it only applied Mechaim, so it's just Kotzer. What's the difference between Kotzer and Gozes? You have two Malachas that are the same exact thing.
There's a difference between.
Kotzer is more expansive, would include all of Gozes. I don't think of picking an apple off a tree would be Gozes, it would be Kotzer, but Kotzer would include every case of Gozes too. So what's he coming to disagree with? He doesn't quote any dissenting opinion, but the Meiri quotes from Rashi al-Arif that Gozes is only Mechaim. So what's the difference between Gozes and Kotzer? So I have to say that one is by Baal Echaim and one is by Gidui Karka. That's what you have to say. Otherwise, you have the kasha of the Ramban, the Tainu Ha.
Or that one is only Chayiv Bikli.
Okay, you could say that. Okay, you could say that. You could say that. I think this distinction makes more sense, that one is b'kidurei karka, one is by Baalei Chaim. However, the problem is that the Ramban...
Assuming that Baalei Chaim are not going to karka.
Right, right. So we'll get to that in a second. So the Ramban, the problem is that the Ramban, later in that same piece and in elsewhere, which we mentioned in the past, the Gemara discusses Hamadaldo Uber B'may Imo. If a person sticks their hand in and kills an animal which is in utero, so he's Chayiv. Chayiv Mishum what? So the Rishonim discuss Chayiv Mishum what? So the Ramban says, wait, Gozes? There's a discussion, maybe it should be Chayim Mishum Gozes. Ramban said, it cannot possibly be Gozes, because it ain't Gozes, but Baalei Chaim. I'm sorry. Discussion should it be Koter. So Ramban says, there's no Koter by Baalei Chaim. So maybe it could have been Gozes, but the Ramban says, no, Yechayim Mishum Netilos Neshama. But the Ramban clearly states that Koter is only by Gidui Karka, it's not by Baalei Chaim. And he says in that same paragraph too, that another distinction, Kotzer and Gozes, is that Kotzer is by Gidui Karka, and Gozes is by Baalei Chaim. If that's the case, then we don't understand his original proof. The original, he could have quoted sources which say this, but he doesn't. He says a svara. He says, how could it possibly be that Gozes is only Mechaim? It must be, it's even like Armisa. Even after I have a piece of skin, if I rip off hairs, I'm Chaim Mishum Gozes. Why? Because if it would only be Mechaim, it would be Hainu Kotzer. But why? What are you talking about? Kotzer is only by Baalei Chaim, is only by Gidui Karka. Gozes is by Baalei Chaim. Why didn't he say Rashi's distinction? His whole proof makes no sense once he subscribes to that distinction that Kotzer is only by Gidui Karka and Gozes is even by Baalei Chaim. So I think what he means is, and it'll be relevant in other areas, I think what he means is that the Yesod HaMechayev of Kotzer and Gozes is not the same. Kotzer, the Yesod HaMechayev, is Oker Dover Migidulo. I took something out of the place where it was growing. So the Ramban says, if Gozes would only be Mechayim, Hainu Kotzer. Practically, would every case of Gozes be Kotzer? No. Because Kotzer is only by Gidulei Karka, not by Baalei Chaim. So he doesn't mean on a practical level. He means on a conceptual level. If Gozes would only be Mechayim, then it's the same Yesod as Kotzer, which is Oker Dover Migiduo. And it doesn't make sense, this is what you'll have to add, it doesn't make sense for the Ramban feels it doesn't make sense to have two Malachos that have the same conceptual Mechayiv. So what is the Mechayiv? It's something else, which we'll hopefully we'll explain in a few minutes. It's not Oker Dover Migiduo like Kotzer. That's the point that the Ramban seems to be making. But practically, what comes out is that the Ramban is disagreeing with Rashi. Rashi Arif holds that Mechayim, there's Gozes and Kotzer every time you cut off an animal. It's very strange, but it'll come out that every time you cut hair off an animal, you shear hair off an animal, it's Gozes and Kotzer. And the Achramisa Rashi holds is Potter, is nothing. And the Ramban holds, no, it's only Gozes and it applies even Lachar Misa. Is there any difference? So it seems that there is a difference. The Ramban goes on in this same piece on Ayin Dalam Ebeis, goes on to say that therefore he thinks that before you shecht an animal, before you shecht, they shechted a chicken, they first had to pluck the hair off where they were going to shecht. Because if there was hair there, by surgery too, they shave the area where they're going to do surgery, because otherwise it confuses the whole surgery. So before they would do shechita, they would pluck off the hairs from the chicken. So are you allowed to do that on Yontif? Or not? Do I have to pluck the hairs off before Yontif? I could have done that before Yontif. I could do shechita on Yontif, but should I really have plucked off the hairs before Yontif or not? Am I allowed to do it on Yontif? So the Ramban says, of course you're allowed to do it on Yontif. Why? Because since it's mutter la'akar shechita to pluck hairs off the animal, in order to process the animal, you're allowed to pluck hairs off the animal, and there's gozes la'akar misa is the same as gozes mechayim. So since one is mutter la'ochel nefesh, the other one is also mutter. It's kind of like a mitoch, but it's not even a mitoch. It's the same malacha. Since that malacha is mutter la'akar shechita, and it's the same malacha as before, so since that's mutter, this is mutter, so it's mutter even to pluck off the hairs. B'makom hashchita an yontif. The Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam holds, no, you are not allowed to do that on Yom Tov. So the Imre Bina, Orbach, explains that the Rambam seems to subscribe to Rashi Shita. Why should we also do on Yom Tov? Isn't the Ramban's argument very good? Since I'm allowed to do it after Shechita, why can't I do it before Shechita? It's the same halacha. So the Rambam obviously could feel, that Mechayim, there's another malacha. There's Kotzer. Lachar Misa, maybe, if let's say there is Gozes. Could be he holds there is no Gozes Lachar Misa. But let's say he holds there is Gozes Lachar Misa. But then that's Gozes. Who said I could do Kotzer? The Gemara says in Beitzah explicitly that one of the few malachos that are usher, Mishum Mochol Nefesh, is Kotzer. Kotzer is not Mutter. Mitam on all the Rishonim trying to explain why is Kotzer different than the other. But whatever it is, the Gemara says explicitly, you cannot do Kotzer for Ochel Nefesh. So Rambam says, plucking the hairs off Mechaim is Kotzer too. That there's no heter for. Anyway, not so practical. It doesn't come up in our kitchens. But there is an important nafkamina. There is a strange Taz. The Taz is discussing removing skin, like a loose piece of skin, which we'll get to. But yeah, kind of related to a wart, which the Gemara discusses. Yeah, Beles. And we'll discuss that that's also included in Gozes. So the Taz says that that's Kotzer. The Be'er Halacha quotes this Taz, that to remove a piece of skin from the body is Asa Midaraisa, because it's Mechubel Karka. So the Be'er Halacha says...
From a human body?
From a human body. So the Be'er Halacha says that he thinks his din is correct, but V'lav Mitaimei. It's not Kotzer, it's Gozes. And the Taz is discussing removing biyad. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Be'er Halacha says it's only if it's darko bekach biyad. If it's darko bekach bekli, then you're putter. It's kalachar yad. It's not the normal way of doing the malacha. But the Be'er Halacha does say if a person has loose skin on their lips, this is this chumrah. Some people have very dry lips, and the skin forms some sort of dry skin forms on the lips, and then people bite it off. I think it's bad for the lips, but people do bite it off. So, besides the fact that it might cause bleeding, which is a separate issue, the Be'er Halacha says it would be Gozes. It's Bishinayim. Choris Kalachayad. It's not Kalachayad, because that's the normal way people do that. Or if a person has loose skin on his hand, then he rips it off Biyad. That's the normal way of doing it. That just became Gozes. Well, the Taz thought it was Kotzer, but we generally accept the Ramban, that there's no Kotzer by Balei Chaim. The Mishnayos and the Gemara extend the Melacha of Gozes to not only to hair, but to other, I guess, appendages, we'll call them for now, to the body. For lack of a better term, not really appendages, but... The Mishnah says in Shabbos that if a person on Tzadik Dadam Abez, if a person has a nail, he has nails, and he cuts his nails on Shabbos, so there's a machlok seen that Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim are Yechayv Midaraisa. Rebbe Lezer holds Yechayv Midaraisa, and the Chachamim holds Yechayv Midarabanan, Mishum Gozes. And the Gemara explains that they're only arguing about Biyad. But Bekli, everyone would agree, Yechayv Midaraisa. So Bekli, if you cut off your nails, Chayv Midaraisa, and Biyad is only Midarabanan. Tosus there says, when is this true? This is according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Melacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa is Chayv. I don't need the nails. So it's Melacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa. So how could you ever be Chayv for cutting nails on Shabbos?
What if you throw the nails away? You collect them in order to throw them away. Would that be enough to be considered...
I don't know.
Like, the people were very mocked about that.
Yeah. We'll get to it in a second. One second. We'll redefine what Tosas means. So Tosas says, if you don't need the nails, this is a Malacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa. This is one of the classical discussions of Malacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa, and Shabbos comes up by cutting nails. Tosas is really going the Shitaso from his Shita on the earlier Daf. Tosas on Tzadik Da'adam and Aleph defines what is called the Malacha HaTzricha L'Gufa and what is called the Malacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa. So Tosas says, in disagreement with Rashi, that Tzricha L'Gufa means if I needed it for the purpose that it was needed for in the Mishkan. That's called Tzricha L'Gufa. Yeah. So since in the Mishkan, the only time they did shearing was when they needed the wool. So in order to be chayav for gozes, I have to need what I am shearing. And since here I do not need the nails, it's called the melacha she'ein tzricha legufa. That's the first opinion in what defines a melacha she'ein tzricha legufa. Tosfos holds that if it wasn't for the purpose that was needed from the Mishkan, then it's melacha she'ein tzricha legufa. The Magen Avraham quotes this Tosfos on Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that if a person cuts his nails, bekli is chayiv, and if it's biyad is pater. How could it be bekli or chayiv? So the Magen Avraham throws in, if I need the nails. If I don't need the nails, it's a melacha she'ein tzricha legufa. But Tosfos is disagreeing with Rashi. Rashi will call the second opinion. I'm sorry? He first quotes the Tosfos. He has another pshat, which we'll get to also. He disagrees with Tosfos in the end, but he says if you want to say that the Shulchan Aruch is going to leave according to Tosfos, it'll have to be that it's talking about where you need the nails, which is one possibility. If I need the nails, it's Tzricha Legufa. I need the nails, I'm building some sort of, arts and crafts project with nails. Tosfos is in disagreement with Rashi. Rashi's opinion is also on Sadeh Gimel Amud Beis that the Gemara there is discussing taking a mace out of the bias. And when you take the mace out of the bias, you had to go into a Rishus HaRabim. So the Nisar Avotza. So Rashi calls that a Malacha She'ein Tzricha Legufa. Because I don't need the Hotza in and of itself. I just wanted to get the mace out of the house. Well, Rashi calls it Malacha Siuk. I would rather the whole situation never have developed. I don't know, the guy never have died, but then the body never be in the house. So I'd rather not have the whole situation. The fact that I have this situation bothers me. So I did a malacha to get rid of this situation, but I would rather the whole situation never have occurred. It's not a productive malacha. So Rashi seems to subscribe to the fact that malacha shein tzricha legufa means that the product, the direct product of the malacha is creative, is useful. Rashi says this again, more famously, on the Gemara Daf Kuvav. The Gemara there discussing Mekalkel. What if I do Malacha, which is destructive? We're not going to get into the whole sugya. The Gemara there has a Machloka, is whether about, what is the Halacha if I do a Malacha that is destructive? So Rashi says, that Machloka is the same as the Machloka is about Malacha She'ein Tzricha Legufa. Even though I'm doing the Malacha for a purpose, but it itself is not creating anything, which is productive, even though it might remedy a situation, that's called Malacha She'ein Tzricha Legufa. So for Rashi also, we might say cutting nails is a Malacha She'ein Tzricha Legufa. Because I would rather not have my nails grow at all. Maybe some people, I don't know, rather them stay the same length. The fact that they're growing is a kind of a Malacha Siluk. I would rather not have it at all. However, the Ramban, in which case he'll have to interpret the Mishnah as talking about where I need the nails. However, the Ramban on Daf Kovav has a very long piece where he disagrees with Rashi, more prominently, he disagrees with Tosfos, and he thinks that cutting nails is called the Malacha HaTzricha Legufa. Why? Because, true, I don't need the nails, but I was just fixed my hand. My hand before was broken, because I had, figuratively broken, because I couldn't, the nails were too long. Now I fixed my hand. So true, I don't need the nails. And so it wasn't the same tikkun as the malacha was done in the Mishkan. And the byproduct of the malacha is itself not creative. It's just a malacha siluk. But it has a positive tikkun aspect to it. That's called the malacha tzricha legufa.
What's the difference, according to this, what is the difference for the Ramban between psikreshid lo nichle and malacha shein?
We're just defining malacha shein tzricha legufa. I don't want to confuse it with other terms. But before you can do that, you first have to have clear definition of Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, then you can compare concept A to concept B. Okay. But so let's just first try and get a clear perspective on concept A. So there's three basic opinions. What's called Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa? Tosfos holds it has to be the same tzarech as the Mishkan. Rashi holds the byproduct of the Malacha itself has to be creative, as opposed to Malacha's Kilkel. And the Ramban holds that, or Malacha Siluk, and the Ramban holds as long as there was a positive aspect of Tikkun, it seems to be that that's called the Malacha HaTzricha Legufa. The problem is, the Ramban himself addresses this, the classical case of Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is HaChofer Guma, Ve'eino Tzarech Ela Afara. A person digs a hole in the ground, which is going to be Malacha of Chofer, but he doesn't need the hole. He needs the dirt. So the Gemara calls that a malacha she'ein tzricha legufa. But why? For the Ramban, I need the dirt. Isn't that a positive? So for Rashi, the malacha itself is destroyed. I don't need that. I don't need the created malacha. The created malacha is the whole. And for Tosfos, it's not the tzarich that was done in the Mishkan, so it all worked out well. But for the Ramban, that it means that there's some positive tikkun aspect here. Why is hachofer guma called malacha she'ein tzricha legufa? So the Ramban has some sort of answer there. You look there for the language, but the Stipler explains what the Ramban seems to have been driving at. And he says that sometimes a person has to figure out what is called the chefza, what is called the object of the malacha. Every malacha, it's going to be different. What is the object of the malacha? So he claims by chofer, the object of the malacha is the creating of the hole in the ground. So if that itself is not the tikkun, it's not creative, it's malacha she'ein tzricha legufa. But by gozes, it's not the nails which I'm removing. One could have argued that the whole malacha is what I'm removing. The Ramban argues that by gozes, it's the splitting of the two. It's the fact that the animal is, I guess, better off without the hair, and now we have the hair too. Both are part. I split the hair from the animal. That's the malacha. So both are really the chefza shel malacha. So if there's a tikkun on either one, so that's called the malacha tzricha legufa. It's getting closer to Rashi. One could already say this is exactly what Rashi meant, but be that as it may, that seems to be what the Ramban defines a malacha she'ein tzricha legufa. On the bottom of the Ramban, they have Hagos from Mr. Zalman Meltzer. Some of the newer Ramban, the old Rambans, I don't know if it's printed, but in the newer Rambans, especially in this black one, it's very nice. You get footnotes and everything, and you get the Isser Zalman Meltzer very nicely. So he asks, Tosus on that fine Gimel Mebeis says that if a person is kotzer ve'eno tzarech le'etzim, he does kitzira and he doesn't need the etzim, that could be called the malacha she'ein tzricha legufa. So yes, but isn't there too? Isn't the pshat that I'm separating the branch from the tree, or I'm separating the fruit from the tree? Why aren't both considered the chefza shel malacha? As long as I have some tikkun aspect that should be chayv, why is that different than gozes? So the Stipler says, no, that's the Ramban l'shitaso, that the Ramban holds gozes is different than kotzer. Kotzer, the malacha, is oker davar migidulo. So the only positive, the only chefza shel malacha is the etzim. So if it's eino tzarech le'etzim, I don't need that. So the tree is not the... what am I doing it for? I'm doing it to help the health of the tree. So maybe it's a zorea. But either way, it's not kotzer. Why? Because there's no tikkun in the chefza shel malacha that I'm doing. There's a tikkun in the tree. But that's not the chefza shel malacha of kotzer. The chefza shel malacha is oker davar migidulo, just a byproduct. Whereas by gozes, the Ramban seems to feel it's the separation of the two items, the hair from the animal, that's the malacha. So if there's a tikkun by either one, I don't need the nails, but my finger is better off. So that's the malacha midaraisa of gozes. So then the Mishnah works out very nicely. A person who cuts his nails on Shabbos is chayv midaraisa bikli, because it's a malacha tzricha legufa, his hand is better off. And if it's biyad, it's only asa midarabanan. That's Shita 1 was Tosis, that it's only if I need the nails. Shita 2 is the Ramban. Even if I don't need the nails, I'm chayv. Because that's called the Malacha Tzricha Legufa. The Magen Avraham quotes from a Rivash, which kind of sidesteps the whole issue.
Can I still review this?
Yeah.
This can be left behind here. The, again, Kotzer from the Ramban, the Chesa Shel Mitzvah, the Chesa Shel Malacha is only the twig that's removed.
Because the Yisod, the Mechayv, the conceptual Mechayv of Kotzer, is Oker Davar Migidulo, meaning the focus is that I took off the apple.
Whereas Gozes is...
We could have said it's the same, but the Ramban argues very emphatically that Gozes is not Kotzer. So I wanted to say he's not on a practical level, he's arguing on a conceptual level. The Chiyuv of Gozes is not the same Mechayv as Kotzer. It's not Oker Davar Migidulo. So I don't have a great definition of what it is, but clearly it involves both the hair and the animal. So okay. It's either that the hair is now more productive and the animal is, you know, better off without the nails on his hand. But both aspects are involved. The Magen Avraham quotes from the Rivash, which I think is what Eitan is referring to, is that in the Mishkan, he beats Tosis at his own game. In the Mishkan, they also were gozei sear, not for the hair, but for the skin, because they needed the oros in order to make certain coverings over the Mishkan. So, since sometimes there were gozes in the Mishkan just for the ore and not for the hair, that should be comparable to cutting off nails for the tikkun of my finger, as opposed to a productive use of the nails. So he claims that it would even be a malacha tzricha legufa for Tosis. Tosis obviously was, not aware of the fact that in the Mishkan they cut off hair in order to get the oros, but it's a good argument. The Rivash has a solid argument that even for Tosis you should be chayiv because it's malacha tzricha legufa, because that was the way it was done in the Mishkan. And the Bir Halacha quotes this Rivash, and that's what he goes with. That if you cut off nails, it's always, as long as you're doing it for either for your finger or for the nails, it's Malacha Tzricha Legufa. This is very relevant for a woman who has to go to the mikvah on Shabbos HaYantif, so she's supposed to do all her preparations beforehand, before Shabbos HaYantif. But sometimes people get busy and they forget to do things at the proper time, and then what do you know, lo and behold, Friday night, the woman didn't do anything and it's time for her to go to the mikveh. What is she supposed to do? Can she cut her nails? So the Taz and the Shach discuss this shaila. If it's a malacha she'ein tzricha legufa, like what Tosa said, so it's a shvus. So you could be mekel to get a nachri, because then it's a shvus to shvus. Without getting into all the details of Shvus to Shvus is Mutter B'makom Mitzvah. Especially a Mitzvah Rabba like Peru, it's Mutter. So that's the way the Shach goes. The Shach feels that, like Shach Paskins, or he relies on Tosus and Shabbos, that cutting nails is always a Malacha She'en Tzrich L'Gufa unless I need the nails. Even though the Rivash has a good argument, but that's what the Shach goes with. So the Bir Halacha, though, makes a better argument. The Bir Halacha says, maybe even for the Ramban, it's only Asa Midrabanan. It's only Malacha She'en Tzricha L'Gufa. Because the woman's not cutting her nails. She probably would rather have long nails. The woman is cutting her nails only to go to the mikvah. So that's, she doesn't need the nails. It's not a Malacha Tzricha L'Gufa on that count. And she's not fixing her finger because vis-a-vis her, she'd rather have long nails. So it's not a Malacha Tzricha. The only reason she's doing this is to go to the mikvah. So that's not a Malacha Tzricha L'Gufa. So Bir Halacha says, it's always us, he says, even for the Ramban, it should be a Malacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa, and you can get a Nachri to cut the nails.
This is a side point.
Yeah.
The reason it's problematic is because you're mocked about the dirt.
We'll get to that in a second. The Shach, so this is the Shach, the Taz argues, wait 1 second, the Taz argues, and the Taz says, no, we're talking about the Ramban, the Rivash, the whole literature that this is a malacha tzricha legufa. How can you just dispense with that inside of a Tosis, which is problematic? So he says, no, it's malacha tzricha legufa to cut nails, even to go to the mikvah, it's malacha tzricha legufa. But the Taz says the Shach was bothered with this problem because he has a chumrah, which I don't really want to get into right now, which the Shach feels in Hilchas Nida that nails are a chatzitza, so you have to get rid of them. There's nothing else you can do with nails, it's because it's all made legziza, it's going to be cut off, so it's some sort of it's unnecessary, and it's about to get cut off, so it's not part of the body, it's some other thing that's there, like we call that in Hilchas Tefillah Chatzitza.
Yeah, but who cares if it's not Rov and it's not Machmir?
Yeah, we're Machmir.
This is beyond the Isser Drabbanan of either Rov or Machmir?
Mm. But it is Machmir, because you're going to remove it.
Yeah, you're going to remove it.
That would be considered. No, but you didn't remove it.
It's a Hilchas Nida discussion. We could talk about it. Yeah. The Taz, though, argues, even though he's Machmir on the Malacha Tzricha L'Gufa count, feels that the nails are not a chatzit. So he argues with that point. And he says the whole problem with nails is because there might be dirt underneath. So if the woman cleans out her nails underneath, so that's the Eitzah that the post can give. If there's no Nachri around to cut off the nails, which would be Eitzah number one, because then you even get the Shach. There's a Nachri around to cut the nails, you get the Nachri to cut the nails. And if there's no Nachri around to cut the nails, at least clean out from underneath the nail. And you can rely on the Taz that the whole problem was not the nail, but the dirt underneath the nail. Bahanogeli Didan, the Shach and the Taz argue about this machlokas between the Tosas and the Ramban. Is cutting nails a malacha tzricha l'gufa or malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa?
Is that
boring,
actually?
No. It's cleaning. I guess we would rely on
it.
Yeah.
That's
I don't think they're mixed either. It's like cleaning dishes. Yeah. It's a good kind. I didn't think about it, but. Appendage number two, I guess, would be warts and other excess skin, which is appears on the body. The Mishnah says in Erevin that when a person is preparing a carbon on Shabbos, they used to bring the carbon tamid on Shabbos. So one of the mumim on a carbon tamid is the abeles, the wart. So you can fix the mum and get rid of it. So can you do that on Shabbos? You can bring the carbon on Shabbos. Can I fix the mum on Shabbos? So the Mishnah says you can, because only us in Midrabanan, and the Gemara is a rule, ain't shvus b'mikdash. Yisurim d'Rabanan cease to function when you're dealing with the avoda and the mikdash. However, then the Gemara quotes another braisa that says that it's usher. You're not allowed to fix the wart on Shabbos. So the Gemara has two resolutions to this apparent contradiction. First resolution the Gemara has is that one is talking about yavesh, and one is talking about lach. If the wart is still wet, so to speak, meaning it's still live skin, lach, has it dried up, then it's usher. Even if I do biyad. If it's dried out, then it's mutter. And the other distinction Gemara has is between biyad or bekli. If it's biyad, it's mutter. If it's bekli, it's usher because it's a chiyuv d'oraisa. What basically comes out from the Gemara then is that if it's belach and bekli, everyone agrees, Yechayev Midoraisa. If it's Yavesh or Biyad, it's also Midorabanan. But if it's Yavesh, it might be also Midorabanan. If it's Yavesh and Biyad, it's clearly also Midorabanan. Either way, it's also. Whatever. So Shulchan Aruch says, quotes these halachas, that either way, it's also to cut off an appendage of skin, either Biyad, even Biyavesh. Because they're all asim midrabanan. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkan Vav says, though, if you do it, be lach and be kli, you're chayv midoraisa. The other ones are only asim midrabanan. What's interesting, that's, you know, basically comes out of the Gemara, nothing strange. What's interesting is that the Rambam seems to imply that even belach and be kli is only asim midrabanan. He never quotes a chiyu midoraisa by cutting off excess skin. The Magen Mishnah already points out it's against the Gemara. So the Aruch HaShulchan takes the easy route out and he changes the gears in the Rambam. He says, Tos HaTfus. And he says, the Rambam meant to say something else. But the other Mefarshim in the Rambam, the Merkavis HaMishnah, and the Chemda Sisrael, which again is the Kli Chemda in his commentary in the Lamates Malachos, and the Raga Chavar in the Rambam, they all say the same Pshat in the Rambam. That the Rambam felt removing skin was never gozes. What the Gemara in Erevin was discussing was not gozes. Why? Because gozes does not apply to gozes only applies to byproducts of the body, like hair or nails, something the body is constantly producing. A normal, we'll define it more in a second, something the body is producing. But if it's in a normal way, but if it's an abnormality, it's a wart or a pimple or something which is excess, an aberration, there's no gozes on that's like cutting off a part of the body. There's no gozes on that. It's only on byproducts of the body, natural byproducts, then you have the melacha of gozes. Let's say a person would cut off, I don't know, the guy's a nut, and he cuts off a limb or something like that on Shabbos. So that's not gozes. It's other things. Stupid also, but it's not gozes. So they say that's therefore cutting off excess skin is never gozes. So what is the Gemara and Erevin discussing? Gemara and Erevin discussing makkah bepatish. Because I have a carbon here which has a mum. So now I'm fixing the carbon by taking off the mum. I just fixed the carbon. Before it was broken, now it's fixed it. So it's makkah bepatish. So the assumption here is that a halachic makkah bepatish is also makkah bepatish, but let's leave that as it is, till makkah bepatish. The discussion in Erevin is only by makkah bepatish. What if I have a person has eczema and he peels off his skin? Is that makkah bepatish? No. He doesn't change himself into something else. And what? And it's not gozeis because it's not a natural byproduct of the body. It's an abnormality. So that's nothing. Or it's asam midarabanan. It's asam midarabanan to move the skin, but it's not gozeis midaraisa. It might be gozeis midarabanan. I guess that's what you have to say. It must be gozeis midarabanan, but it's not gozeis midaraisa.
You really can't scratch yourself, Kalam Shalom. You know, because skin is dead skin comes off. No question.
Yeah, but you can't see it.
So
it's cells. So it's the only things you could see. The Minchas Chinuch has the same idea, but he defines it a little differently. He does that on purpose. The Minchas Chinuch defines it as that it's the normal way to cut these things off. The Rambam feels it only goes as if it's the normal way. Hair grows, you cut it. Nails grow, it's cut. That's the normal way. The person gets a piece of normal skin, the whole thing is abnormal. It's not normal to cut it off. It's not like it's omedly he cuts it. So the Rambam feels that's not gozeis. That's why it's not gozeis. It's not because it's a natural byproduct of the body versus aberration, but because it's not the normal way to cut these things off. Because the whole thing is, the whole situation is not normal. He's trying to revitalize a Shita Mikubetzes in Ksubis, which we mentioned, I think, when we learned Kotzer. The Shita Mikubetzes says in Ksubis, what was the Melacha of Mila and Shabbos? There's Alacha Moshe Misinai that Mila is Docha Shabbos. Mila Bismana is Docha Shabbos. Why Docha Shabbos? What Melacha is there in Mila? So the Rishonim have different opinions about this. So the Shita Mikubetzes says it's Gozeis. Cutting off the Orha Orla is Gozeis. Not Chavala, that's the Pashup Shad. He says it's Gozeis. So again, this goes against the Ramban that ain't goes as be this only goes as by Gidui Karka that we just mentioned before. But the Shidim Gobetsa says that it's goes as. So Minchas Chinuch asks from this Ramban, but there's only goes as by thing that it's the derech to cut off. This is a piece of skin. Piece of skin, the Rambam says, it's not the derech to cut off. Hair, nails, that's the derech. When they grow, you cut it off. Skin, when you grow, you don't normally cut it off. The whole thing is not normal. Ah, but he says for the Shita Mikubetzes, for Mila, that the normal way is to cut it off. So maybe it is. Maybe that is the pshat. He says maybe it is okay. Since this is different than the Yabela. So Yabela, the whole situation is abnormal, and even when it happens, it's not the derech to cut it off. Here, the situation is normal. A normal baby is born with an orla, and the derech is to cut it off. Then the Minchas Chinuch gets involved in a whole discussion. What about a gear? The derech is not to cut it off. Leave that to the Minchas Chinuch. But he's working off this Rambam. But anyway, we don't pass like the Rambam. We pass in that gozeis is even by something which grows in an abnormal. We don't pass like any of these svaras, either one. Even if it's not a byproduct of the body, it's an aberration. And even if it's not the derech to cut it off, if you do cut it off and it is a part of the body, then we have to think about gozeis. The Gemara does say in Shabbos that if you have, I think the Gemara is discussing nails and yabelas and pieces of skin, which the Gemara calls tzitzin, strings of skin that are attached to the body, if they're pirshu ruban. If they're pirshu ruban, then it's mutter to remove them. But the Gemara throws in two other stipulations. That's only if it's pirshu ruban klape mala, and it's mitzaer also. And Rashi and Tosfos have a machlokas. What is klape mala? Rashi says that it means, I forgot who says what, but one of them says that it means when you hold your hands up like this. Let's say I have pieces of skin that are attached to my finger below the nail, the cuticles. And so if it's klape mala, it means when I hold my hand like this, it's towards the roshe etzba'osof, it's towards the top of my finger. And the other one says, no, it's klape gufo. It's down. And Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, the whole halacha is not shayach bizmanazeh. The whole halacha is not shayach. We don't know who to paskin like. We have to imachmer like both. Shulchan Aruch recommends to be machmer like both, so you don't know which way is klapei mala, so you can't rip off anything, even if it is pirshu rubo. So a cuticle, sometimes people have this when their skin, hand, the skin gets dry. So even if it's pure shirubo, that piece of skin is pure shirubo. We don't know if it's klape mala or klape gufo. Which one to follow? So which way is it cut off? Is it pure shirubo klape mala or pure shirubo klape mata? So the halacha doesn't, you can't follow this halacha. The whole halacha is because it's pirshu rubo, is like it's no longer living with the body. Rama Zatruber explains it's like it's because it's already like it's falling off. I don't know. So they have some detail. I don't know. I do not know why it's so significant. So if you read the Shulchan Aruch, that's the impression you would get. It should even be by nails. Is the nail pirshu rubo klape ma or pirshu rubo klape mata? But if you look in the later Achronim, the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa quotes from the Ktos HaShulchan and other Achronim, that this whole discussion of Klape Mala, Klape Mata only makes sense when discussing skin, which is around the nail. But if it's skin in another place, or it's, that's my impression, if it's skin in another place, I'm not 100% sure about that, but if it's, let's leave that. If it's nails, Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa says that if it's Pir Sherubo and it's Mitzayar also, you could remove it. Biyad. So if a person has a hangnail, which is mitzayer him, or it will be mitzayer him, it could get caught on something and then really kill him, as the Mishnah Berurah throws in. So you can remove it biyad or bishinayim. Shevet Alevi has a discussion about a person has a loose tooth. You know, kids, sometimes get loose teeth and it's hanging on by nothing. The teeth will fall out and no bleeding will occur. So is that gozes or not? So according to the Rambam, it wouldn't be gozes. But we're machmir that even appendages could be gozes. Even excess skin. So the Shevet Alevi allows one to remove it biyad. You know, you could yank it out and pull it out. So you could do that with the tooth. So obviously he's assuming that this whole discussion of klape mala, or maybe he assumes it's like nails. So the same way you can remove a nail, the whole discussion of klape mala, klape mata is only by skin, not by a tooth. I guess that's what he's assuming. It's like nails. One last point about this melacha of gozes is the Mishnah says in Nazir, that it's also for a Nazir who's not allowed to take a haircut, he's not allowed to comb his hair either. He can smooth out his hair, or divide his hair, I guess, with his hands, but he mefasface. But he cannot be misarik. He cannot comb his hair. Why? Because the Gemara says, "What? What happened? Isn't it davishenim miskaven? He might rip out a hair. Might or might not. It's davishenim miskaven." So Gemara says, "No, it's a davar hamiskaven. When he combs his hair, his whole purpose is to take out loose hairs. It's attached, but it's not fully attached. So he wants to remove those loose hairs when he combs his hair. So it's a davar hamiskaven." That the Mishnah has by Nazir. In Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch quotes from a Rivash that applies this to Hilchah Shabbos, that when a person is not allowed to comb his hair on Shabbos because it's a psik reishe that he'll rip out hairs. When he gets to a knot, he'll pull it and he'll rip out a hair. So the Mishnah Berurah is quick to point out, what do you, we went a far way from the Gemara. The Gemara says, the davar ha-miskaven, even if it's not a psik reishe. So Mishnah Berurah says, okay, so if it's a davar miskaven, that's why when you comb your hair, you have in mind to take out loose hairs. So it's a davar miskaven. And if not, that's not what you have in mind. The Gemara says, no kinta, if it's not the case. So it's only if it's a psik reishe. And the Mishnah Berurah gets upset about it. Yeshuas Yaakov. Yeshuas Yaakov said, got upset about the minig that many people have, that they are makel to comb their hair on Shabbos, and he says it's great. The Shulchan Aruch says you're not supposed to do that. However, the Mishnah Berurah does throw in that if you use a soft brush, he says if you use the hair of a pig, which is very soft, and you only are misaking your hair a little bit, you're not really combing deep to the scalp, like, you know, a baby brush is very soft. So that you're allowed to do on Shabbos, because you're not going to rip out any hairs. But otherwise, it's also to brush your hair on Shabbos. And oh, I'm sorry, and even there, the Mishnah Berurah says, even if that's what you use during the week, you should get a different one for Shabbos, because otherwise it's uvda d'chol. normally brushing on during the week involves a malacha. So if you can do the same thing on Shabbos, even though on Shabbos it won't involve a malacha, it'll be an uvda d'chol shayla. However, it seems, I haven't seen anywhere, but if you look in the Rivash, it seems to me that this is the case. If you look in the Rivash asks, which is the source for the Shulchan Aruch, the Rivash asks that there's a halacha in Hilchas Yom Tov that you can comb an animal's hair. The Torah quotes that halacha. So the Rivash asks, why is that mutter? So he gives two terutim. He says, well, animal hair is very short. See, the whole problem is you're going to hit a knot and pull out hair. Here the hair is very short. There are no knots. And hair of animals is very strong. It's stronger than, it's harder to rip out than human hair. So I thought, this is my own suggestion, that when people comb their hair, I don't think most people have in mind, it's an okimta, people have in mind to take out loose hairs. I don't think when people comb their hair, they have that in mind to take out loose hairs. I don't think that's what people comb their hair for. They comb their hair so they should look groomed. So if that's, I mean, maybe some people do, I don't know. But
girls,
so,
more than guys.
Okay. Okay, rip out the gray hair. But so if that's the case, so a person who has short hair, where the Rivash claims it's not a psik reshe, it might not even happen at all. When a person combs their hair, there's a hair that gets ripped out, so then you could even use a regular brush on Shabbos if you have short hair. So I spoke to Rabbi Wilk about it, so he thought the person should test it out, look at his own brush, or buy a new brush, start on, if you have an old brush where you can't tell what's going on, so get a new brush and do it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, see what happens. Is there any hair found in the brush? If there's no hair found in the brush, it's not a psik reshe, and then it's not an uvda d'chol. The uvda d'chol disappears, because during the week there's no malacha. What am I worried about on Shabbos? For people who have longer hair, there is somewhat of a shiloh. One last thing is that the Shmir Shabbos Kachas, quotes from the Egoi Tal, that even if a woman who has a wig, should not comb her wig on Shabbos, because of gozes. So the Shmir Shabbos Kachas throws his hands up, and the other achronim says, it's not gozes, it's not attached to anything. So what are you worried about? They say, no, the problem is that you might rip out hairs from the sheitel, and it'll be, or you might untie them, so it'll be matir kesher shel kayama, or you might be breaking the hairs off. Like we mentioned, you shouldn't sweep on Shabbos with bristles that break. The Ramah quotes that halacha, even though we don't really know what that halacha is, but since we're machmir not to sweep with bristles that break, some poskim are machmir not to comb a wig on Shabbos. There's a Shilas and Tshuva Sefer called Divrei Chachamim, which I don't have. In the library, it's out.
Oh,
you have it?
Yeah.
It's out indefinitely. So the it's supposed to be somewhere there in the Tshuva's Divrei Chachamim. It's a guy went around and asked Gedolim different Shilas, and he recorded them. Sat around with a notebook and recorded what they said. So they, apparently one guy asked, someone asked, this fellow asked Ramosha about combing sheitels on Shabbos, and Ramosha said his mutter. So I haven't verified that, but that's the that's what they say. Okay, Shkai Chavai says.
Yeah.